Welcome to World Information Services Unlimited, where we explore the ideas and innovations shaping tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today, we're heading into the fields, the orchards, and, well, the future of global food production.
Mm-hmm. Farming is getting a major upgrade. It involves artificial intelligence, drones, and robotics. It really is a fascinating shift.
Right.
We're moving away from farming based on, you know, gut feeling and historical habits. We're moving toward absolute precision.
Exactly. A recent article from the WISU blog perfectly framed this tech trio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Think of drones as the eyes of the farm, robots as the hands, and AI as the brain.
Ah. I love that analogy. Let's start with the eyes.
Okay. Drones are completely changing how a farmer sees their land.
Yeah.
Instead of driving a truck out to check a backfield, a drone can just fly over. It instantly spots crop stress, pest damage, or like a broken irrigation pipe.
Right, and it sees things the human eye just can't.
Wow.
Drones equipped with special sensors can actually detect changes in a plant's chlorophyll levels. This happens before the leaves even turn brown. That's crazy. But having all that visual data isn't helpful unless you know what to do with it.
True.
That's where the brain, artificial intelligence, steps in.
Exactly. A publication from the Clemson Extension breaks down how AI acts almost like a crystal ball for farmers.
Yeah.
It takes the drone imagery and combines it with weather forecasts, soil sensor data, and historical trends. Then it predicts what's going to happen next.
Wow.
It basically tells the farmer, hey, this specific patch of soil will need water by tomorrow afternoon.
Which is huge for sustainability.
Definitely.
Instead of watering the whole farm or spraying pesticides everywhere just in case, you only treat the exact spots that need it.
Right.
It saves money, reduces chemical runoff, and protects the soil. The Clemson paper also pointed out how this data helps stakeholders track carbon emissions and water usage on a massive scale. So we have the eyes finding the problems and the brain making the decisions.
Yep.
Now we need the hands to do the work.
Okay.
That brings us to robotics.
Mm-hmm.
Farm robots are stepping up to handle some of the most exhausting, labor-intensive jobs out there. We're talking planting, weeding, and even harvesting delicate fruits and water.
And the really exciting part is how they are teaming up.
Oh?
We looked at a technical review from PubMed Central on mobile robotics in smart farming. It highlighted a trend called UGV-UAV collaboration.
Wow. Okay.
That stands for unmanned ground vehicles and unmanned aerial vehicles.
So teamwork between the air and the ground.
Exactly. The aerial drone maps the field from above, identifies a cluster of weeds, and beams those exact GPS coordinates down to a robotic rover on the ground.
No way.
The rover drives right to that spot and zaps the weeds.
Ha!
It's like a highly coordinated tactical operation, but, you know, for growing tomatoes.
It sounds like science fiction, but it's happening right now.
Yeah.
And one of the most encouraging details from that PMC research is that this technology is becoming more accessible.
Right.
They're using low-cost computing boards and leveraging 5G networks. This means these fully autonomous systems aren't just for massive corporate mega farms anymore.
That's great.
Smaller, independent farms will soon be able to afford their own robotic farmhands.
The payoff for the world is clear. Higher crop yields, lower costs, significantly less waste, and a much stronger resilience against climate change.
Absolutely.
AI, drones, and robotics aren't replacing the farmer. They are giving the farmer superpowers.
Beautifully said. These are practical tools making agriculture smarter and greener.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about.
As farms become more automated and data-driven, how will our relationship with the food we eat change? And how will our relationship with the people who grow it change in the years to come?
Good question.
Thanks for tuning in to World Information Services Unlimited.